Well, first of all, this is a very large industry. It accounts for many thousands of jobs, both in Europe and several of the large European countries and in the United States. And there's also, I think, an element of kind of national industrial champions, in a sense, behind this. Both Airbus and Boeing are big symbols of the industrial strength of the United States and the European Union. So it's a very highly charged dispute that carries a lot of symbolic weight, as well as a great deal of significance in terms of employment and commercial opportunities.
Where does this dispute go from here, now it's been referred to the WTO?
Well, the WTO procedure requires consultations at first between the parties to a dispute, and they have been consulting outside the WTO process for some time, so it doesn't look particularly likely that that will produce any results. If that is indeed the case, then a WTO panel would be formed, which would be a number of independent trade experts who would then receive evidence from both sides and come to a judgment ultimately about whether the subsidies involved break WTO rules or not. And they would ultimately make a judgment that would imply whether or not the Europe and the United States have to stop making the payments concerned.
And is it my imagination, or is this kind of dispute becoming more and more common nowadays?
There's certainly the case that since 10 years ago when the WTO was formed, there have been a lot more disputes. And I think that reflects partly the fact that there's a great deal more trade going on than there was before the WTO's foundation. But it's also, frankly, because the WTO has a much more effective system for settling disputes than its predecessor, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, did. That system essentially gave the defendant, if you like, in a dispute, a veto over any adverse judgment. So not surprisingly, there was a reluctance to make use of the procedure. Now, that is no longer the case. The decision is taken by independent arbiters, and there have been many cases where some of the big players, including the United States and the European Union, have been on the losing end of disputes.